Welcome to Hospitality Daily. I'm your host, Josiah McKenzie. Today is International Volunteer Day, and I want you to hear from one of the best leaders I know about what he's learned from volunteering. Here's David Jerzak, president of the Grand Hotel on Michigan's Mackinac Island.
So, I was a little kid that loved firefighters. My two uncles were firefighters in Chicago, and every time I'd go to Chicago, I'd go visit them at the firehouse. So I was like a lot of little kids that wanted to drive fire engines or be a police officer. And late in my career, when I was at the homestead, there was a volunteer fire department in Hot Springs, Virginia. And that's the only fire department you have is volunteers. So I went to them and said, can I volunteer? And they thought I was crazy. And what I came to find of that, there's several things I've gained personally from that. One was I didn't want to be in charge. And I wanted to be able to break away and not be in charge. I wanted somebody else to be in charge. And I was just a firefighter. I mopped the bay. I washed the trucks. I rolled hose. And I wanted to be just another firefighter, another guy on the department. And I learned a lot about other people and how they lead from being led again. Because once you get to the position where I'm at, I'm really, my bosses are in corporate. So I'm not led day to day by other people. And I watch how other people lead, but I'm not led by other people on a day-to-day basis. So I've now in my fourth fire department, and I've been led by some really great men and women, and I've learned from them. But I've also learned some real crisis management things that make you understand that your preparation could potentially save your life or someone else's life. The way you react to things are very important to not only to your safety and well-being or other people's safety and well-being. Things come at you really, really fast in the hotel business, but you're not going to die, really. Things come at you really, really fast as a first responder, and you or other people could get severely injured if you don't do the right thing. And a lot of people put their life or their safety in your hands, and you got to be able to react quickly to that. And a part of a lot of that is in preparation. And so that has taught me a lot more about preparation in my business and to be able to teach people to think on their feet, be able to react to things quickly. And because you don't have a lot of time to regroup in the hotel business and you don't have a lot of time to regroup on a fire scene. And you should think about that all the time. And so, and I was an EMT as well. And so those things they taught us through those classes and training is that when you're sitting in the back of a fire engine and you're heading to a fire and you know what the call went out as, you better be going through all the scenarios in your head of what could happen when you get there and what you're going and what your reaction is going to be so that when you're in this situation, it's not a thought, it's just a reaction because you've already played it out. And I would want in my hotels to have the same thing is that we don't get to call a timeout when the line at the front desk is now 50 people long. We've got to figure out a way to resolve it and move forward. Again, people's lives not necessarily are at risk, but you have to still be a success.
I was really impressed by David's willingness not only to serve his community, but to put himself in a situation where he could learn from others and apply those lessons to hospitality. What could this look like for you?
And that's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or colleague. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me editor@hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.